She smiled at him again, smiling fairly and truly with the harsh lips and the wide mouth, and said, I care for thee very much, Inglés. I don't want that now, he said. Ni tú, ni Dios. Yes, Pilar said in that husky whisper, I know. I only wish to tell thee. And do not worry. We will do all very well. Why not? Robert Jordan said. And the very thinnest edge of the skin in front of his face smiled. Of course we will. All will be well. When do we go? Pilar asked. Robert Jordan looked at his watch. Any time, he said. He handed one of the packs to Anselmo. How are you doing, old one? He asked. The old man was finishing whittling the last of a pile of wedges he had copied from a model Robert Jordan had given him. These were extra wedges in case they should be needed. Well, the old man said, and nodded. So far, very well. He held his hand out. Look, he said, and smiled. His hands were perfectly steady. Bueno, ¿y qué? Robert Jordan said to him. I can always keep the whole hand steady. Point with one finger. Anselmo pointed. The finger was trembling. He looked at Robert Jordan and shook his head. Mine too, Robert Jordan showed him. Always. That is normal. Not for me, Fernando said. He put his right forefinger out to show them, then the left forefinger. Canst thou spit? Augustine asked him and winked at Robert Jordan. Fernando hawked and spat proudly onto the floor of the cave, then rubbed it in the dirt with his foot. You filthy mule, Pilar said to him. Spit in the fire if thou must vaunt thy courage.
I would not have spat on the floor, Pilar, if we were not leaving this place, Fernando said primly.
Be careful where you spit today, Pilar told him. It may be some place you will not be leaving.
That one speaks like a black cat, Augustine said.
He had the nervous necessity to joke that is another form of what they all felt.
I joke, said Pilar.
Me too, said Augustine. But me cago en la leche, but I will be content when it starts.
Where is the gypsy? Robert Jordan asked Eladio.
With the horses, Eladio said. You can see him from the cave mouth.
How is he?
Eladio grinned.
With much fear, he said. It reassured him to speak of the fear of another.
Listen, Inglés, Pilar began.
Robert Jordan looked toward her, and as he did, he saw her mouth open and the unbelieving look come on her face, and he swung toward the cave mouth, reaching for his pistol. There, holding the blanket aside with one hand, the short automatic rifle muzzle with its flash cone jutting above his shoulder, was Pablo, standing short, wide, bristly-faced, his small, red-rimmed eyes looking toward no one in particular.
Thou,
Pilar said to him, unbelieving.
Thou.
Me, said Pablo, evenly.
He came into the cave.
Hola, Inglés, he said. I have five from the bands of Elias and Alejandro above with their horses.
And the exploder and the detonators, Robert Jordan said, and the other material?
I threw them down the gorge into the river, Pablo said, still looking at no one. But I've thought of a way to detonate using a grenade.
So have I, Robert Jordan said.
Have you a drink of anything? Pablo asked wearily.
Robert Jordan handed him the flask, and he swallowed fast, then wiped his mouth on the back of his hand.
What passes with you? Pilar asked.
Nada, Pablo said, wiping his mouth again. Nothing. I have come back.
But what?
Nothing. I had a moment of weakness. I went away, but I am come back.
He turned to Robert Jordan.
En el fondo no soy cobarde, he said. At bottom I am not a coward.
But you are very many other things, Robert Jordan thought. Damned if you're not. But I'm glad to see you, you son of a bitch.
Five was all I could get from Elias and Alejandro, Pablo said. I have ridden since I left here. Nine of you could never have done it, never. I knew that last night when the Inglés explained it. Never. There are seven men and a corporal at the lower post. Suppose there is an alarm or that they fight.
He looked at Robert Jordan now.